T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Speaking of Live, KISW proudly presents Live Day, Thursday, November 18th, Snoqualmie Casino. BJ and Migs in the Men's Room will be completely live, and we're finally getting a chance to hang out with you guys.
Yep.
For the first time in what seems like forever. So it's going to be a great party. Everything is live. Sound effects, all the commercials, all the music. There is nothing that's pre-recorded in Live Day. Those tickets going on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Visit KISW.com for all the details. All right, time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. Couple from today. Carrot cake rocks. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've been eating carrot cake for as long as I can remember. Carrot cake. Forever. Another. Cheesecake is a custard and not actually a cake or a pie. The more you know. LOL. Sorry, guys. That from Richard.
Yeah, I'm calling it a pie.
Okay. Moving on to the birthday shout-outs, Ola Macholas. I want to wish my beautiful and talented wife, Kari, happy birthday. She is the best friend a guy can have and is hands down the funniest person I know. Can she get a joy chestnut, a drop the beat, and the dirty Germans talking about going crazy in Vegas at the pinball bar? Thanks, guys. That from Drew.
Howie Chestnut!
Drop the beat.
Yeah, I'm a dirty German, so I can only assume that the pinball bar is your vagina.
Yeah, you people live so crazy on the edge over here in the States. Go to Vegas and go to a pinball bar. Yeah, I don't know. What do they call the little things that hits the ball?
Flippers.
Flippers.
Flippers. Yeah, maybe if you play your cards right, you'll get a flipper.
Yeah, she's also a dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but y'all just want to give a birthday shout-out to my boyfriend Nathaniel, a.k.a. Nader Bader. I hope he gets to drink some Hornitos tonight since he isn't working tomorrow. So how about a Wendy Williams and the sexy Germans talking about his newfound love for working out and lifting heavy weights? Thank you, guys. That from Shay.
Yeah, if you like lifting heavy weights, meet me in the sauna.
Yeah, you know what's the best thing about the heavy weight, especially on sea bench press? It's when you lay on your back. You have to breathe out hard. You keep blowing on everything. I'm like, ooh, can I spot you?
I'll leave a spot on you.
Yeah. Some people like dumb blondes. You like dumb birds.
Can I spot you? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, Siri, yeah. When somebody's spotting you, I mean, so right there, if they do a squat, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a good one, too. See, really, once you get some big muscles, don't forget to clean and jerk.
The muscle will get bigger before your eyes.
Yeah, and always wear a jockstrap.
Guys, my son Johnny turns 20 today. He did me dirty on my birthday. Could you please return the favor? How about your penis is too small? And an inspirational quote from Miles about how it's okay if you're not a grower or a shower. Thanks, guys. That is from his dad. All right.
I'm a grower or shower.
All right. Remember, Johnny, if your girlfriend says, "Hey, Johnny, I thought about you today," while eating cocktail wieners, that is not a compliment. Hola, bitch dogs. Love the show. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my lifelong buddy, Dave, the wannabe chief. I've always missed his birthday, so this year I thought through everything you possibly can throw at him. That from your bro, Tony. Just give him the whole kitchen sink. Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
It's a story. It's not a story book.
Like, everything?
Nah, whatever you can throw at him.
Get lost, dummy.
Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, no, it's important.
Are you kidding me?
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Shut your mouth!
Abubich is doing my own request because I have lame friends. I'm turning the double nickel today. I'd like the dirty Germans talking about what can happen to a 55-year-old dirty ginger.
Yeah, 55-year-old dirty ginger. What can happen to you is you throw at the hip as you thrust.
Yeah, you know, if you play your cards right, both of us will be in full supply. You go from ginger straight to a blonde.
Yeah, are your pubes still red? That way, between your penis and your pubes, it looks like a lit candle.
Guys, can you please give my little brother Dave a shout-out on his 57th birthday? How about if your penis is too small, a big old bong rip, and the dirty German's telling him how to attack that Brazilian wax his wife gives him every year for his birthday? I love you guys. Listen every day on the podcast on the Odyssey app. You make my life tolerable. 3 years and 1 month until retirement. I love you guys. That from Mike.
Yeah, my understanding of the Brazilian wax is when Ronaldo leaves some goo on your forehead.
See, I'm still confused. Is he getting the wax or is the wife getting the wax?
I believe the wife does, every year for his birthday.
Yeah, but he said the Brazilian wax his wife gives him.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say hold on to your boys and pray for dear God.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house. Thank you. Thank you, folks.
I think it's football. You know, generally you have parties, family parties, birthday parties, whatever.
Sure.
Get-togethers, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes I call it a get-together. As people find out you had a party, they get real butthurt.
Yeah, if you had a get-together, nobody... Oh, man, sorry.
Yeah, there's a couple people.
You had a party.
Right.
What the hell, man?
What if you didn't invite me?
Like, because I don't like you.
And you're whiny.
Yeah.
Quit stalking me on social media.
Yeah. But anything like that, you have dips.
Yes,
but
you
also,
do.
But also, I feel like the fall, you have football, that's what dip season really thrives.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, I mean, you know...
Super Bowl is like the... That's dip day.
Right.
It is. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like... Number one, football falls in the fall or thawtum. So there's there's obviously the weather's cooler. You're a little more indoors, so it helps. But I always tell people to go, like, I don't like the NFL. I go, hey, look, I get it. You don't have to. I go, but it's the biggest sport in the States. Mm-hmm. It brings people together. And it's like a little family holiday, or it's like a little holiday every Sunday.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Some of the food you would make on a football Sunday, when it's springtime, you're not going to sit around and, let's say, like, make buffalo chicken egg rolls.
Right. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Maybe with ranch.
But you do it a football season.
Right. You do. And there's a ton of different dips.
Ooh. I had a Lay's buffalo chicken dip chip yesterday.
How was it?
Fantastic. You liked it? It was actually really good. You didn't like it?
I got to try another one. Okay. I don't know. My jury was out. I'm like, I don't know if I like
it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, I like buffalo chicken dip, so. As long as
buffalo chicken dip is great.
That's huge.
Sometimes I got to go eat. Like, the only problem I have with buffalo chicken. I am just struggling today. I didn't even do nothing last night.
Really?
No, seriously.
Sound hungover.
I know. I'm not.
That's what sucks.
I know.
I'm not sick or anything.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah.
seriously. Yeah, but buffalo, sometimes that dip can be a little too spicy.
It depends who makes it, yeah.
Yeah. And also.
And you also have to like blue cheese.
Well, no.
Sometimes that's included. Depending
sometimes
on
it is. Yeah. Right, but not always. Technically, blue cheese wouldn't be there to beat a croutumont.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
But in those little egg rolls that I'm talking about, blue cheese is usually in there. Mm. And sometimes they're good. You just eat through it. So in a recent survey, they went around, they just said, ask Americans, what's your favorite dip? Now, what do you think number one is? Now, we're talking exotic dips right now. Buffalo chicken dip involves a process.
I'm going to guess people say French dip, right?
French onion.
French onion. That's what I meant. French onion.
Salsa's number one.
All right, if that's a dip.
Oh,
sure.
yeah, I guess it is, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You got to think onion dip, salsa, guacamoles, all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know what
I'm
I mean?
Guessing hummus would be a dip.
I don't know why I didn't think of that, because that's what I dip my chips in all the time.
And salsa is probably the easiest, because, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. What, even if you're having, like, a fancy party, somebody shows up with a bag of chips and salsa, you go, okay.
Perfect. Yeah. No worries.
Number two on the list is guacamole.
Guacamole.
Which, I love guacamole. I feel like it's a little bit rare on a football Sunday. Like, unless somebody, that's their thing, they make the guacamole.
It depends on whose friend's house you go to.
Right.
Are they married?
I was just about to say.
Are they married?
I never have fresh guacamole in my place.
Someone is just sitting there and gutting those things. It's not you.
If you're going to go store-bought, I always recommend holy guacamole.
I've had that before. It is very good.
It is. It is. Queso shows up in the favorite dip.
Love queso. Okay.
Basically, right now, we're just at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm hearing.
Right I had queso not too long ago with crumbled, thick-cut bacon on top.
Ooh. Queso. That's pretty good.
And chorizo. Same difference. It's just awesome.
Oh, the queso fundido?
Yeah, the queso fundido.
Now, I got the queso fundido at the Mexican joint because it's made with a thing that we call dairy. At the airport, Miles got the queso, and I mean, it was just, I'm like, dude, this is, it's like white oil.
Yeah.
Well, look, things at the airport are different.
I knew that.
That's right. You get queso at the airport, you're just getting molten cheese and chips.
Exactly.
Where did you get this queso fundito?
Whatever the name of the bar was.
There's a Mexican
Sacramento.
Tequila. Well, there's also a tequila bar at SeaTac before we flew out.
Yeah, that's the one that was kind of runny and mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah.
Then you have spinach artichoke, which I know through your conversation.
I know.
But I'm with Miles. Like, and I think somebody we know made this specifically, used to make it. But like the breadcrumbs on top.
Yeah. Well, also to any kind of dip that's served in a bread bowl or anything served in a bread bowl, whether it's chowder, you name it.
All right.
Chili. It's going to be good.
So here's my deal, though. Spinach artichoke, I like it. Got to be hot. Now, my spinach dip, I serve cold in a bread bowl because I have class.
I see.
Classic tip.
French onion shows up there?
Of course. It's like the standard. It's like having ketchup.
How about bean dip? Does that make the list?
I'll get there.
Okay.
And then hummus.
I mean, I like hummus, but I don't put it in the top five.
But it's specific to what I'm eating.
You hummus know what I mean? Means, you know what? I got to stop buying French onion dip. You know what?
Put it this way. With hummus, it depends what you eat. Like, if I have a Frito or a chip, I can dip in any one of the other dips you said, and I'm down with that, right?
All right.
Hummus, I'm like, I don't want hummus on my potato.
I need pita. Know. Like, pita chips.
I don't know, man. This is kind of white trashy. But dip a Cool Ranch Dorito in some hummus.
Well, dip a Cool Ranch Dorito in anything.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I like hummus. Like, to me, hummus is a dip you could put on any kind
but
of
But also, people like vegetables, and I don't. So people that are eating celery and carrots, they dip seem to hummus. Love. But they don't dip it in the other dips, except maybe French onion.
Oh, no, I'll dip, like I'm saying.
Ranch. You'll dip your carrot in anything?
Yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Ranch. Okay? I'll put my carrot in it. Yeah, and also, like, let's be honest. When you're dipping chips, it's got to be a stronger chip. That's why, like, Lay's, right? Like, a regular Lay's potato chip, delicious. You're not putting dip on that thing. It's too light and airy.
You need a Ruffles.
Right. Ruffles basically says, listen, I'm here for dip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's why they get, like, you know, this is scoop season.
It is. It is. All right. Then we have buffalo chicken dip is next.
Right, man. Love it. Absolutely.
Seven-layer dip.
I dig it.
For a cold dip, that's pretty good.
Seven-layer dip's damn good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny.
Because you'd think that would be really good hot. But you can't really do that.
And there's some. That's the funny thing about dips, too. It is funny how, like, some dips are really good cold. Like, seven layer, I'm with you. For some reason, like, hot, it seems like it'd be a mess. But when it's cold, like, the way you serve it, it's like, this is
great. If you made it hot, I feel like it should just be served as a dish.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? When it's cold, I'm right.
It's too thick.
And then after that, you have Miles' bean dip.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
I like bean dip.
Yeah, I feel like the only time you eat bean dip is if, like, it's been, like, you got to be really drunk and you buy that little can of it. Like,
it's not really good bean dip, but I know what you're saying.
But I mean, I haven't been to somebody's house and they said, hey, I made a bean dip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't hear that much.
Yeah.
I think this is just people going to the store and getting the Frito-Lay bean dip.
Or you're right. A can of it, hooking it up.
Then there's pizza dip.
Pizza dip.
Pizza dip. Like marinara and mozzarella, I'm guessing?
Yeah, and you put like pepperoni in it.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. Basically, it's pizza without the crust.
I'll take it.
And then pimento cheese.
It's, lot, ooh, I'm in on that.
Right, a lot of people, and I like to even put this in there, and it's true. If you're not from the South, it's a spread with cheese, pimento peppers, mayonnaise, garlic, and spices.
It's crossed over into the hipster food scene, so you'll see it more now.
Has it really?
Yeah,
it has.
I told you, when I was a kid, my mom used to get that little glass jar of it.
Yeah.
And she was like, she loved it, but she also had gone to school in New Orleans for 2 years. She was the only person in the house that ate it, though.
Yep. Yeah. She liked it that way, I guarantee you.
Get it every time I go to Florida.
You know what? Now I can almost see the smile of her opening that thing.
I love when I discover food I like that no one else likes. I'm like, cool.
Yeah,
I
open up the fridge in my uncle's house. There's pimento cheese and pimento loaf.
I've had pimento loaf.
The bologna with chunks of things in it.
It's better than it looks.
Yeah.
Which is not saying, because it looks like vomit, right?
Yeah.
It looks like congealed vomit.
Ironically, I do have some pimento cheese dip from Trader Joe's in my fridge right now. So I would say it's pretty good. And like I said, this is a huge list. I like Chef Alton Brown. He said that a dip is defined based on its ability to, quote, maintain contact with its transport mechanism over 3 feet of white carpet. So is salsa a dip?
Not in my house, then.
Right, I mean, but think about it. Like, salsa's one you got to eat pretty close
right.
to the bowl.
It dribbles off. There's no
ever
doubt
had a
about
chili
it.
Dip?
Yep, I had chili dip.
Chili one layer, like maybe a half inch to an inch, and then just cheese on top, baked in the oven?
No.
You're just basically dipping into chili.
But I've definitely made chili at home and then just sat there with scoops.
Right.
And yeah, that's it. I mean, is it every chili a dip?
Basically, mm-hmm. that you eat with a spoon.
Right, because it shows up on a hot dog and stuff, too.
You can put crackers, like in chowder, but you could technically get in there with something else and scoop it out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, on chili?
Anything.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, or crush up Fritos and put it in your chili.
Ooh.
You know what? I'm just going to say it. Chili is a dip. It's been masquerading as a mainstay or a main. It's not. It's a dip.
And a Frito pie is just they put the chips into it before they cut it.
Yeah.
It's still a dip.
That's big in Texas. But either way. Oh, yeah. Here's one last thing. 52% of people are weirdos and said they jump into a pool filled with their favorite dip in exchange for a free year's supply.
All right.
I would do that.
Oh, yep. Right. Okay.
Not a hot dip.
Right.
But yeah,
not a buffalo
you
chicken
dip. You get a free year supply. All I got to do is dive into the pool of my dip.
I don't know, man. Can you imagine a spicy salsa and crevices?
I would be very specific about what dip it's going to be.
You think you have everything covered and realize you have a hangnail?
Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room is in progress.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Texas is gaining traction online for his Halloween decoration of a skeleton drunkenly vomiting into a trash can. So the way, I don't know if you guys have seen this video, no. But there's a handful of them kind of like it that are going all over the place. They've actually hooked up a hose into this skeleton that comes out of its mouth.
Oh, really?
And it vomits like actual liquid that they've dyed into a trash can that holds the rest of the liquid that feeds then the hose that goes up.
Sweet. That is awesome.
It is fantastic. Like, people are getting intricate this year, and I am here for it.
They've had a lot of time.
Well, I know one guy got in trouble. He had two skeletons having sex in his front yard.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
damn.
But he's like, dude, he's like, your kids won't know. Your kids are going to think they're wrestling.
Right.
It was kind of a joke to the parents. Your kids don't know. And if they do know, it's not his fault. They're your kids.
I actually saw one where this guy made a very intricate deal outside where there was just one limb sticking into a wood chipper, and just the same as this throwing up skeleton, he actually hooked up a hose with multiple gaskets there that actually just spewed blood out of this thing into a pool that it then collected from.
I appreciate that effort.
Yes. I'm here for the ingenuity. Apparently, mushroom consumption may lower the risk of depression.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone who's ever taken mushrooms has been saying that from the day that they took
mushrooms. You're talking about hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Yeah. I just read mushrooms. Like, I'm assuming that if you just get a mushroom pizza, you're going to be a happy guy.
No, no. That's not what they mean.
Dang it.
They actually had to do a study for that. Jesus, right. Guys.
What do you know? They've already said it's promising for PTSD. I mean,
yeah.
Right. I feel like there has to be a study to tell people what we already know about these things. Like, wasn't there a study that said, you know, weed consumption also increases junk food consumption like that?
Weed consumption increases appetite. We're like, yeah, right. We just call it the munchies. What did you think people meant when 100% of the people that smoked weed said I have the munchies?
Right.
What did you think they meant?
Drinking whiskey makes people braver and not care about, you know, inhibitions. A 52-year-old woman in Pennsylvania threatened her neighbor with a knife by staring her in the eyes and menacingly licking it.
Wow. Yeah, that would be weird.
That, yeah.
How old?
52. You're all right, that's old not, to be doing that.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah, she's crazy.
You should have gave that up a while, though.
Licking knives, yeah.
You know? You live in enough cities. You see, there's still a lot of people in that age range that are crazy on the street.
All right.
That all doesn't
right.
shock me. And she was like 72. I'd be like, all right, Grandma.
I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like, from what I've seen, at least in the Seattle streets, between the ages of 45 and 60, that seems to be peak crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I mean, more like young guys, they're a little strung out or something, but they're not quite crazy. But yeah, you get to 45 to 60, it is, you're like, wow, man. I'm happy to say I'm in an age group now.
It's so kind of gangster.
If you just see me on the street yelling something stupid, it's all right.
Oh, he's just old. We're good.
He's at the age.
A young girl in China had to apologize for deceiving fans after lying about her gender to try and join a boy band.
Well, yeah, then make a girl band.
Right. Ta-da! There you go. A man in New Zealand has just been fired of his position of 20 years. The official wizard of Christchurch.
The wizard.
Like, legit. Like, this guy wears a big old hat, and he wears robes, and he has a staff, and
this
he has
was
orbs.
A
and,
job?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I talked about this a few months back when there was somebody competing for his job. But he's just the wizard of Christchurch. Yeah, go ahead, look it up. This guy's legit.
Did they get rid of all the wizards or just him?
No, I think it was just him. I think they've finally had enough of this one, and they're bringing a new one in.
Oh. How many wizards do you need at one time, Ted?
Only one per town.
That's what I'm saying.
Did they get rid of the wizards all throughout the country?
Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
Just in Christchurch, they were like, that wizard sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turns out he was a muggle.
Out of there.
Hasn't spelled anything lately.
You guys have met our wizard, right?
Our wizard?
I'm not falling for this
joke. Seattle's wizard. Come on, Ted. There's no joke here. IHOP is a Reese's pancake for a limited time.
Sweet.
Because you can't do that at home.
Right.
Miles, haven't you been talking about that for as long as I've known
years.
You?
Years.
Yeah, I was going to say, years. Miles has been like, and not IHOP, but just, hey, if you have pancake batter, which most people do, add some Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, my kids always wanted M&M's. I'm like, try this. And they never wanted to go back.
No.
Have your chocolate chip, kids. Yeah, I turned the corner.
Same
on
thing.
That.
Yep.
See, I told you that was always my grandpa's hack, is that he'd make pancakes and then he'd spread peanut butter on top of it before he ate them. Gee, I wonder how he was diabetic. But honestly, the Reese's Pieces sounds better because they got that peanut butter puree instead of just straight up creamy peanut butter.
And the other nice thing about it is simply this. When you do chocolate chips or Reese's Pieces, any of what you've done is basically, now, kids, we're eating dessert for breakfast.
Right.
I mean, really, because now we're going to add butter and sear all this crap. Like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and have dessert for breakfast.
A pancake.
Yeah.
Ta-da. What could go wrong? You know those AI robot dogs that they had that, you know, they could balance and whatnot, and people were kicking them over, and they looked kind of sad? Well, now we've given them guns.
What now?
Oh, yeah. We have armed those little AI robot dogs with guns.
Because they weren't terrifying enough without them.
Right.
I remember seeing a video of those things. Like, Jesus H. Christ. I think other police dogs would be scared of these
things. Yes. Everybody's afraid of these doggone things. And now you've turned them into tanks. No. A man got a bottle opener stuck on his junk after a friend suggested that it would enhance his size.
Look.
Bottle opener? Yeah.
Well, he's right, because I'm sure it got swollen.
It
and
did.
That's why you could not get the thing
that's
off.
Exactly what happened.
And I mean the bottle open.
Man, you are dealt the hand that you were dealt. You just got to learn how to play it right, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anything that tells you that, oh, we'll make it bigger. No, don't. No.
Kids, don't stick your D in a bottle opener.
Yeah.
Right.
There are certain things you just don't trust your friends for. All right? And exactly. One scenario, that is an example. Legal advice, if your friend is not a lawyer.
Oh, man.
Hey, I heard. Yeah, whatever. And don't trust them on any foreign language phrase that you should say if you told them that you're visiting a foreign country. Yes. Oh, you're going to May. Hey, if you see a dude, make sure you say, like, do not say whatever your friend said.
I remember I was 16 working as a dishwasher in a kitchen. They heard that I was in Spanish class, and he gave me a phrase to say, and I knew right then, like, no. I'm not going
to
trust
you. Say this to your teacher. No.
Right. No. Ain't happening. A TikTok trend is making a comeback. You all right, Ted?
I got in trouble in a Spanish class once because it was something about tables.
All right.
So they were like, the teacher was like, oh, yeah, that's correct. It was like, right, on the table. And I was like, where Darius mom's dance? His mom dances.
You what?
Right? And like, I'm still friends with the teacher to this day, Jason Blue, but he was like, I got to punish it. Like, you can't just yell that in class.
You can't just be saying that, man.
It was fun. It was a small class. There was only six of us.
Goodness gracious. A TikTok trend is making a comeback, and it's called scalp popping.
What is scalp popping?
Oh, man. It is not recommended, obviously, and you need a friend with a little bit longer hair, so I'm pretty sure the only one that could have it done here is Miles, but it's when one of your quote-unquote friends will run up and grab your hair. They'll grab a bunch of your hair, and then they'll pull up straight up on it so that the scalp separates from the skull for half a second, and it makes a popping sound.
Oh.
And the younger generation is losing their brains over this thing, and it's absolutely awesome, and it's hilarious, and the people that are done to them, they just hurt them, but doctors are saying, guys, it is literally removing the scalp from the skull. Yeah, you might actually be fine when you're done with this. Don't doggone do it.
No. Well, I think we should try it.
No.
What do you think, Thrill?
No.
Take
I'm 100%
off.
What do you think, Mike?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can make a sound.
Come make here. Your head pop, Miles.
Come here, Miles.
You think I have enough problems with my brain? One more thing.
We're going Facebook Live on this one.
We're
going
to make your head taller. Come here.
That was great.
We popped Miles' head today. Yeah. I gotta go to the hospital, say sorry, but it'll be fine.
Next thing you know, I start speaking fluent Chinese.
Get that question. Where are you in my office?
Speaking Mandarin?
Oh my God.
Do it again. See what other languages he knows.
Your sinuses have never been better, Miles. Coffee Mate is gonna sell creamer that tastes like Rice Krispies treats.
Okay. Of course it's good. I mean, look, any of that creamer stuff is awesome.
Right.
Well, Rice Krispies does not really have a taste.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. So it should just be marshmallow flavored.
Well, it's going to be marshmallow with a little bit of rice treat in there.
If you told adults, oh, we flavored this like marshmallow. Like, oh, man, those are for kids. You say Rice Krispie treats, you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Makes me a little chocolate. You call it s'mores. It's the same thing.
I feel like, no, but Rice Krispie treats taste different than just a marshmallow.
Because it also has that cereal taste in there. It's got cereal pieces in there, so, yeah, there's
wait, there's cereal pieces in the creamer?
Oh, no.
Well, no, but
I'm saying regular.
Okay, I was like, Jesus, I don't want that. Nice, just, there's grit in my coffee.
It's kind of like Miles with the pumpkin spice. It's not that simple. It's simple enough, but it's not that simple. 67% of people working from home can't recognize their coworkers.
Gee, I wonder why.
A lot of them have just changed jobs.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people who are just, you know,
exactly
a lot of new faces
thinking.
That you don't and no haven't seen.
Some
I don't recognize 67% of our current coworkers because we've had a lot of new hires, but I've never seen them before, say the last two or three.
Right.
I only know they work. We walked by a woman the other day, and Miles goes, "Do you know who that was?" I'm like, "I have no idea." Like, she's one of the salespeople. I'm like, "What?" He's like, "And he only knew because you saw her physically sitting at the desk."
Right.
I agree 100%. But that one's kind of they're just saying like people cut their hair, people cut off beards.
Oh, right, right.
Oh, yeah.
People got
some
smaller.
People grew beards.
Yeah. Some people get smaller, some got bigger.
Anybody get smaller? You personally seen? Okay, I have not. Like, just people haven't seen it in a while. I'm
He lost 60 pounds.
Damn.
Working from home.
Awesome. But granted, he lost both of his legs in an accident. That doesn't count.
Well, his wife likes to cook, and he just wasn't going out.
All right, okay.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Our friends over at Patch says the jack-o'-lanterns tend to start rotting within 5 to 10 days, and then they give us 6 ways to make your jack-o'-lantern last longer.
Is this after you carve it?
Correct.
Okay.
Hence jack-o'-lantern. Yeah,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
That's just a pumpkin.
Why just put the pumpkin on my porch anymore?
Ta-da.
You know, I don't cut into it.
Well, this is kind of the time of year when now it's people are going to the store because it should survive until Halloween.
Should, right.
So these are methods to make it last just a little bit longer here, and I got 6 for you. Number 6 says pay attention to the weather. It says make sure it doesn't get rained on and bring it inside if it gets too hot or too cold. In general, jack-o'-lanterns last longest when the temperature is right around 60 degrees.
All right, so everybody that can hear us in Seattle, don't carve that thing until Friday night before Halloween, the day before Halloween. Right. Yeah, it ain't lasting.
Or take it in at the end of the day. Go ahead, let it sit out there with the light on.
Hey, buddy, we got to bring the pumpkins in.
Right.
Who thinks of that every night?
But as you go to bed,
exactly.
Bring the pumpkin inside.
It's like, I need to take my fiber. That's hard enough.
Six ways to make your jack-o'-lantern last longer. Number five, use hairspray. Says the anti-frizz kind can protect jack-o'-lanterns, but don't use it if you're putting a real candle in there because...
It'll blow the hell up.
Yeah, I was going to say...
You would have to go buy hairspray. I don't know anybody. I mean, I know there are people out there that use it in certain situations. I just don't know anyone who does.
I do.
Oh.
So you might just spray it down, give it a day, and then maybe the next day you go ahead and put the candle on it when you go out there. People use hairspray, Miles.
Okay.
Six ways to make a jack-o'-lantern last longer. Number four, smear the inside of it with Vaseline.
All right. That, I'm not doing it to the next
one.
What
are
they doing
Vaseline
with their pumpkin?
Yeah.
It's just got one hole in it, and the whole thing's filled with Vaseline.
What face is that? Is that Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone?
Is that Mr. Bill?
Is that the Scream Mask?
What is the hole?
Anyway. Hey, if you see me putting Vaseline in a pumpkin, it is not for Halloween.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I don't even got it.
Says a thin layer of petroleum jelly can also protect jack-o'-lanterns from moisture.
Even if that's true.
Hence the name.
If I walk by my neighbor and they're spreading Vaseline in a pumpkin, even if they're like, dude, it's for a jack-o'-lantern, I'd be like, sure. Sure it is, bud. It's all cool with me, Gary. You do you.
Do you also microwave your pumpkins before you carve them?
And why did you make his mouth an O?
Because of the jack O-lantern.
Like, is your pumpkin that surprised?
Put a candle in there if you want to keep it warm.
Gary? Did you guys ever put the inside with foil when you put the candle in there?
My parents did, yeah.
Put foil in there, really?
Yeah, never mind, it was a safety. We don't want the wax to hit the pumpkin. I'm pretty sure wax landing on a pumpkin accomplishes nothing.
Right.
But they're convinced you're going to burn the house down.
We did it every year.
My biggest problem is I have never been able to get a candle that lights up my pumpkin the way that I want to. Mm-hmm. It has always been disappointing to me. I've never gotten a very good shine on that thing.
Yeah, people do weird things with aluminum foil.
Yeah?
Like they're burners. They'll put them underneath the burners.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I grew up in a foil household.
Yeah, foils.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Number three, put a cup of baking soda inside. It'll absorb the extra moisture and help it last longer. Bringing it inside at night also helps by keeping the morning dew away.
Dump a little vinegar in it so it looks like it's foaming at the mouth. Oh, this one's a rabid jack-o'-lantern.
Is carving the pumpkin like Christmas? It starts earlier and earlier. Like, when I was a kid, you carved it literally like the night before.
Depends on how long you want to let it last. Or how long you think its shelf life is after Halloween, depending on the kids in your neighborhood.
I think this is the problem that happened. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I have little kids at home, so if you bring home a pumpkin, the amount of pressure they put on you every second of every day to carve, that's an exciting thing. So it's like, if we just wait to buy the pumpkin, then we're good to go. If you buy the pumpkin now and you got kids at home, like, you're going to carve that thing into a jacket.
That's not going to make it.
I think it started getting earlier because people just started going out and buying pumpkins a little bit earlier, and so you couldn't go out anymore on, you know, October 29th or 30th.
Other than Easter, which no one gets really fired up about. Every holiday is starting early like that.
Yeah, you know Easter's the one where it's like, I mean, you can talk about peeps, that's it.
Yeah.
You're right. And when I was a kid, Easter seemed like it was a bigger deal.
Yeah. It did.
It really lost its...
Lost that Easter shine. It lost that bunny shine. We need to put some bunny shine back on that Easter.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
Six ways to make your jack-o'-lantern last longer.
That's how I feel. Well, kids are off next week.
Like, it's different every year.
Strong point.
Number two, spray it with bleach and water. Just mix a tiny bit of bleach and spray the whole thing down. It should keep bacteria and mold away.
Let your kids cry when the pumpkin goes away, because this sounds like we're trying to poison them.
I know.
Come on, kids. And this is the number one way to make sure that your jack-o'-lantern lasts longer. Number one.
Doggone it, guys.
Pick a pumpkin that's rock solid.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Don't pick one that's already going bad. Bruises and blemishes are big red flags, and water-soaked spots on the surface can be a sign of frost damage.
I feel like this whole thing was one big euphemism. Put Vaseline on it!
And then, when you're done, hit it with the bleach!
Spray with hairspray. I like that. Little baking soda in there. Bring it inside at night.
This is all to make it last.
Grab one of his rock solid, you know what I mean?
I'll put hairspray on mine.
Don't let that man.
That's the number one thing.
Go on, baby. You can bounce quarter off of him. Go ahead.
Choose right from the start.
Rock solid.
Don't get no limp pumpkin. Wrap it in foil, mama.
You know what, Dad, when I was doing a little squishy.
If you put aluminum foil on and put your head down there, you hear radio static.
Go ahead, give it a listen.
We got four more channels now on the antenna.
Go ahead, change that dial.
Ooh, there you go. What is that? Oh, Joe TV.
I'm going to call that Root Sport. I ain't got direct TV. Go ahead, grab some root.
Oh, man, it's
you like hockey?
Oh, man. A man in Scotland helped someone fix their bike, and then something just seemed odd. I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.